I've got a confession to make. I've never swum in a lake, never climbed a mountain. I was in a cave once, and I've never slept in a tent. But I'm beginning to think that I might be missing something. So I hooked up with some modern day explorers, and I asked them to take me to the ends of the earth. And they said, oh, we can go further than that.
We are in San Juan de la Vega, getting ready for the Exploding Hammer Festival. And we are here with Nathan. He's a local photographer here in Celaya. We're gonna meet up with some of the hammer guys and really get a behind the scenes of this festival. So, should be fun. Yeah, there's just people doing some stuff in the streets right now. We're gonna head over to the main area and see what we can find.
I'd like me a splash of whiskey to wash the trail dust off in my gullet and keep my singing voice in fettle.
Whiskey's illegal. This is a tri-county.
Well, what are they drinking?
Whiskey. These outlaws.
Oh, well, don't let my white duds and pleasant demeanor fool you. I, too, have been known to violate the statutes of man, and not a few of the laws of the Almighty.
Wait a minute. I'm a reasonable guy, but I've just experienced some very unreasonable things.
Depends on how you look at it.
The hell it does. So somebody, I don't care who, tell me what is going on.
The truth?
I can take it.
We don't know.
Well, it's been an exciting day here in the What the Frog community. You want to share your news there first?
Sure. So on the 1st of February, my daughter was rushed in for a C-section to give birth to twins. So they were 27 weeks and 3 days early. I mean, that's how they are. So they're in the NICU. Everyone's doing well. Mom is now home, and babies are going to be there for quite some time, for the next at least 3 months. And so they're healthy, you know, 2 pounds, 8 ounces for one and 2 pounds, 4 ounces for another.
So are they identical twins or just twins?
They're paternal twins.
Ooh, so much for that fun thing.
Yeah.
I don't actually know any identical twins. I know several fraternal twins. But, my best friend in high school was a fraternal twin, he and his sister. So.
Yeah.
I always thought it'd be cool to be an identical twin.
It'd be cool. I'm so sarcastic. I'd be messing with people's minds all the time.
Wouldn't we all? I mean, that's Goliardism 101, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. There you go. Well, congratulations, Grandpa.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a weird feeling.
A new name, a new title. It's a new title.
Add that to the list, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Doctor of Divinity, Colonel, yeah. Rabbi, Grandpa. It's a weird feeling, isn't it?
In a way, yeah. I think it'll be weirder when I actually get to see him. So we'll take a trip once they're out of the NICU. We'll go visit.
Cammy wants to go back to the East Coast to see our 3 grandkids over there because we haven't met one of them. One of them, we tried to time it so we could be there when she was born last year. But it didn't work out. And so she wants to. But it's a different world from when my grandparents, you know, they come from Oklahoma and they would drive to Colorado and we'd sit at the window and wait for hours and hours and hours for them to get there. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have a couple of days with them and then they'd go back to Oklahoma or vice versa. We'd go down there. I swear to God, Cammy spends more time on FaceTiming with these kids than she does with me sometimes. It's like, she's going to know them better than she knows me.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Anyway. Yeah, we're looking forward to it all. So
I have been anxiously looking forward to a February show for months.
Why is that?
Well, I'll tell you why, but not right away.
Okay.
There is an event that happens in February that I discovered while I was watching television. Now, some months ago, and I don't know how long ago it was, but Will Smith did a series for, is it Nat Geo? It's either Nat Geo or Discovery. Mm-hmm. And it's a series where he goes around and sees the whole world, right? I mean, he goes and sees, I don't know, he goes to the desert and he goes to the deep ocean and he goes to this and he goes to that. And now I'm trying to delay so I can look it up because
you need the name
of it. It's such a good series. I can't highly recommend it enough. And I only found out about it because Albert Lee is in it, who is one of my favorite documentarian kind of guys. Mm-hmm. And he was in this. So he kind of, Welcome to Earth, I think is the name of it. Yep. That's it. Welcome to Earth. And so Albert Lee is in this thing and he had posted about it, you know, being with Will Smith as they went across the desert and stuff like that. And so I actually started with that episode, which is like the third or fourth episode. Mm-hmm. And it was so good and so enthralling. And Will Smith is one of those actors that I know he's kind of polarizing in some ways. You either like him or you don't or whatever. But I'll tell you, he nails this. He is the quintessential actor being thrown into bizarre situations that scientists and documentarians and the like just go through all the time. You know, diving with sharks and diving in places and crossing deserts. And it is so well filmed. The cinematography of it is just absolutely amazing. And as he was doing the episodes, I couldn't stop watching. So I binge watched it because technically,
that's what you do nowadays, right?
Technically it's still COVID. So I binge watched it. And I was disappointed when it was over. I thought, watch that again. It was that good. I mean, it really is. So one of the episodes, he actually goes into a live volcano.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And the episode is actually about sound. So he goes into this volcano and they're just going down into the volcano, which is erupting and throwing out lava bombs, rocks.
Okay. Yeah.
That go up in the air and come down and hit.
And splatter.
And the guy that he's going in with is blind. And it's all about how he can hear things because he hears differently.
Sure.
Because he can't see. Anyway, such a great episode. But one of the things that they talk about in that episode is they go to a festival. And this festival takes place in February. And they don't, they don't even talk about the festival. They only talk about the sound of the festival and how you can see the sound waves because of the shock and stuff like that. They don't even talk about the festival at all. So naturally, when it was over, I had to go look all this up.
Google it. Yeah.
Right. So that's what I want to get into here in a little bit, but I was kind of embarrassed because I was rewatching it today. Because I knew we were going to do this. And so I was at the gym on the treadmill watching this. I always feel I like going to the gym because I like the treadmill and the elliptical, which I'm afraid to get on right now because my balance is so bad. I have a problem with my right ankle. I have been diagnosed now. You ready?
I'm ready.
I have anterior ankle impingement syndrome.
Anterior ankle impingement syndrome.
You know what that means?
You've got some kind of a pinched nerve or bone spur.
I have bone spurs in my right ankle, the front side of my right ankle.
Okay.
And this causes at times immense pain. So I was having one of those days on the treadmill as I'm watching this, as I'm rewatching this show with Smith, right? I'm having one of those days where every step is just, I'm going to stop because I can't keep going.
Yeah.
I've only been going like 10 minutes and you know what happens right at that point.
Sure.
This just absolutely drop dead. Gorgeous gal gets on the machine right in front of me.
Motivation 2.0.
So now I can't stop. I gotta keep going. And I feel so creepy about this. I really do. So there's a line in Married with Children. And Steve talks about running a marathon one time because he was following a, girl. I didn't want to stop. I ran a whole marathon. So that's every funny. Step I take, I'm like, ow. Pay attention to Will Smith for a sec. Look up, look down. Try not to look creepy. And ow. And this goes on for a freaking hour.
Oh, dude.
I was well into another episode of this thing before I finally got finished up. But man, my ankle just is just killing me. My knees are hurting.
So did you outlast her on the treadmill?
I did. She got done and left. And I thought, well, I can't quit now because then it's going to look like the only reason I was staying here was to follow her.
Yeah.
As opposed to actually do my workout, which is normally an hour anyway.
Yeah.
So I finished my hour because I didn't want to look like a creep.
Didn't want to look like the creep that you actually were.
Right. So that's a little. But then someone else got on the treadmill in front of me. And I thought I should leave now because that's not good.
Yeah.
But then I thought, if I leave now, they're going to think I'm just leaving because the pretty girl left. And the ugly one came in. And
you have headphones on though, right?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Oh, no. You just leave.
I don't know, man. Does anybody else think the way I think when you're at the gym like that? Because that's, to
I
me,
I haven't
it's
had
just
a gym membership in years, so.
Yeah.
Which explains probably why I'm heavy.
Well, I'm heavy, and I have a gym membership. Yeah, that I really do. So anyway, and I'm trying to deal with that. I'm trying to deal with you know, can I get off this thing now? Can I move now? Can I go back? What do I do? And anyway, so I spent an hour on the treadmill rewatching the Will Smith episode of Meet. What is it called again? Meet the Earth. I think that's what it is. Yeah. Welcome to Earth. It's Disney. Welcome that's who did it. Disney. And it is,
okay.
It is absolutely fantastic.
Is it and on I Disney just, Plus?
Yeah. So okay. If you don't have Disney Plus, I guess you'll have to wait for it to be.
I don't have Disney Plus right now, but I was going to subscribe again this month.
You know, they have so many of these package deals now where you can get Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus for like $6.95 or $12.95 a month or something.
Yeah.
Which
we already have Hulu and
right,
ESPN.
But so you could undo that and then do it as a bundle.
Well, I can't undo that because I've got, I could undo Hulu, but ESPN comes with my Fubo TV.
ESPN Plus?
I don't know if it Plus is on there. I'll have to look.
I'm not a big fan of ESPN Plus. There's really,
I'm not either.
Outside of the NFL season, there's really nothing on it that's worth watching.
I canceled my Disney Plus subscription because of the whole Gina Carano thing. Because that was so ridiculous.
Right. Now, G was the one that was fired because she was anti-Semitic.
Well, yeah, because they said, you know, what she posted was anti-Semitic, which it was not.
Well, what Whoopi Goldberg said was anti-Semitic, but not really. I mean, I'm not defending Whoopi Goldberg, but at the same time, I don't.
No, what she said was blatantly anti-Semitic. Yeah,
it was blatantly stupid.
It was stupid.
I don't know that it was anti. To me, it came across. Cause, so what she said was the Holocaust was not about race, implying that it was white on white violence.
Yes.
Which is not necessarily by definition anti-Semitic, but it was incredibly stupid. And for somebody that's as woke as she is and connected woke as she is, I read this afternoon after I did my show this morning that she's mad at ABC for punishing her. And I'm thinking, well, first off, they didn't punish you. They gave you a 2-week vacation.
Yeah.
And secondly, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
you put these people in this position and they did the least thing that they could possibly have to do, which is less than they did to Gina Carano, right?
Yeah. They outright fired her, got rid of, they were planning on a show for her character. a spinoff show, and they canceled all that.
And this led to Rod, Friar Rod.
Yes.
Getting rid of Disney Plus because he didn't want to.
And I, want to I complained it. About it. And I'm, it's funny is because I'm still on Disney Plus. I get these weekly surveys from Disney Plus wanting to know their viewers. And so I'll get through half the survey. And then I said, no, I didn't watch any of these shows. What reason why? I don't have Disney Plus. Or I'll drop in there, you know, what would make this, what would make Star Wars better? Adding Gina Carano back in as Cara Dune.
Did you see the report today that Vladimir Putin, who is literally TikToks away from starting World War III and killing millions. He's upset because apparently Dobby, a character in the Harry Potter films.
Dobby.
Is that what it is?
It's called Dobby. Dobby. Yeah. Okay. The house elf.
See, I read the first book, but only because I was trying to get laid.
Okay.
That's the only reason I read it. So Dobby, the character Dobby in the movies, quote, looks like me, unquote. And Vladimir Putin is mad about.
It never occurred to me until now he said it. I'm like, okay, so now I'm going to think it's Vladimir Putin, who was actually, you know, Dobby was a really nice house elf.
Well, I can't
imagine.
I don't know what Putin's upset about, but I know Khrushchev was upset when he came to visit the United States in the 50s because we wouldn't let him go to Disneyland. He wanted to go see Disneyland because really, if you're going to go all the way to California from Moscow. I didn't even like Disneyland, but if I'd have gone, you know, 12,000 miles, you kind of got to go, don't you?
You kind of, and his money should be as good as anyone else's, right?
Right.
I mean, he had to convert it. So,
but we told him that there were security concerns with the premier of the Soviet Union going to Disneyland.
Well,
and so they wouldn't let him go. And there are many people who believe that Nikita Khrushchev held a grudge against the United States for not letting him go to Disneyland.
Maybe back in the day. Nowadays, the security is so tight, it wouldn't be an issue.
Right. So it occurs to me then that if this Dobby character, if this is true, that maybe our problem with the communists in the Soviet Union / Russia is Hollywood keeps making fun of them or not letting them do what they want to do. If Hollywood had just gotten their stuff together and not made Dobby look like Vladimir Putin, maybe we wouldn't be facing World War III right now.
Somehow. I don't think that's the case, but.
Did Disney have anything to do with Harry Potter?
No, that's a Warner Brothers.
Rats. Well, I guess I could figure out a way to, I'd still like to figure out a way to blame Disney for this because. I firmly believe Disney to be the most evil company.
If you can tie it back to the lemmings, remember the whole,
the fake lemming thing,
the fake lemming thing.
I don't know, man, Disney. I've always thought of Disney as evil, particularly since Walt died. Mm. Michael Eisner. Is that the guy that took over? I know he took over at some point. I don't know if it was right after Disney died.
I don't know who took over right after Disney died.
But Michael Eisner is evil. The things he did, including naming a hockey team after his movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I, you know, that company should be.
I've always liked Disney.
So I got friends who love Disney. I can't stand to go there. It's too expensive.
It is
not worth it. It's bring back the e-ticket rides, man. Bring back the time when it was, you know, normal as opposed to just some tourist trap thing in Anaheim.
Yeah. We only went because my daughter worked there. She worked there for like 5 years. So we got discounts and sometimes we got in for free because she had so many free passes a year.
My senior year in high school, I graduated in 1981. Mm-hmm. So you know what happened in January of 1981?
No.
Ronald Reagan was inaugurated as the president of the United States.
Okay.
And as a part of the inauguration, the Inauguration Committee reaches out to schools and places around the country, particularly where support for the president-elect was strong, mm-hmm. and invites them to participate in the parade. And we, Ogden High School, the Marching Tigers, were invited to go to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of Ronald Reagan to march in the parade.
How cool is that?
At the same time, we were invited to play a concert at Disneyland.
Oh.
And so, after much rancorous and cantankerous discussion, as 17 and 18-year-old high school seniors and juniors often will, it was put to a vote.
Oh, no.
Which of these two should we choose?
Hmm.
Now, either way, we're going to have to raise a lot of money, right?
But, sure.
But, you know, and so the final vote was, I think it was 57-2. Myself and Doug Roberts voted to go to Washington, D.C. Everybody else voted for Disneyland, and I was so mad. Like, you people are just stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. So we went to Disneyland to play this concert. And it, as trips go, it was a memorable trip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First makeout session.
Oh,
first girlfriend. Concert at Disneyland. The spit valve on my trombone came unsoldered in the middle of the concert.
Darn it. That sucks.
Yes, but I'm innovative, and my sister, who's also in the band, has braces, so she has wax.
Oh, so you plugged
it. I just stuffed it with wax and whatnot. We got to go to a first Major League Baseball game on that trip.
Okay.
So, you know, it was kind of nice. And we got free admission to Disneyland. Admission.
Yeah.
Which doesn't come with ticket rides. I mean, you still got to, I think we got one e-ticket, because this is back when they still had that.
Yeah.
A couple of D-tickets, 3 or 4 C-tickets, and I don't even think they gave us A ticket rides because, you know, we're teenagers in high school. So anyway, if you don't get that, kids, you'll have to go look it up. Use the Googles.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a good trip, but we did not get to go to Washington, D.C. to see Ronald Reagan inaugurated. And I have never forgiven them for that.
That's a bummer.
Ever. And I still hate Disney because of that.
You hate Disney because of that? Because it wasn't even your fault.
I mean. Sure, it is their fault. They didn't have to invite us.
Well, they invite a lot of schools, don't they?
I know. It's not like it's anything special. They invite everybody to come at some point. Mm-hmm. There's no school in the country that hasn't been invited at some point.
Yeah.
Most of them are smart enough to say no. Not us. We went to Disneyland. Woo-hoo! Not that I'm holding a grudge or anything, but I empathize deeply with Premier Putin over this because obviously it sucks when that happens. It's What the Frock. I'm Dave.
I'm Rod.
And we will be right back.
Coming up this week on the Best Business Network's Deep Leadership Podcast, host John Rennie interviews special guest Ken Blanchard. You probably know who he is, but if you don't, know this. He is a legend in the leadership space. He is the co-author of more than 65 books, including the iconic The 1 Minute Manager, with combined sales of over 23 million copies. He was inducted into Amazon's Hall of Fame as one of the top 25 best-selling authors of all time. Subscribe to the Deep Leadership Podcast on your favorite podcast player so you don't miss this special interview.
So as you know, Friar.
Yes, Rabbi.
As modern Goliards, we have come to respect those who flaunt authority.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly those of religious faiths who flaunt authority with great aplomb. We are all familiar with the story of Robin Hood.
Indeed.
Which is set around the time where the Goliards were actually born in England-ish. As they began to sing songs and ribald, gregarious tunes that getting drunk and debauchery and that sort of thing.
Sure.
Some years later, in the 1600s, there came a priest. His name, oddly enough, Jesus? I've forgotten his name now. Sorry.
You were reeling us in that little story.
I had it, didn't I? No,
I completely forgot.
Let's see. His name's San Juan Bautista. Okay.
Okay.
And he, as a priest, was frustrated by the wealthy landowning barons who continued to screw over the people of his little town, steal their money, make them work harder than ever. And he'd had enough. And so Juan Batista, a man of the cloth, decided he'd had enough, and he took matters into his own hand, and he did what good Goliards have done throughout history. He became the very incarnation of Robin Hood.
Huh.
Only in Mexico.
Okay.
And so San Juan Batista became known as the Robin Hood of Mexico, as he would rob from the rich and give to the poor.
Okay.
Just like Friar Tuck or Friar Rod.
I don't steal from the rich, give to the poor.
You would if you could. Right?
Taxation is theft, man.
Well, you get the idea, though, right?
Yeah, I get the idea.
So he would do this, and he became famous for this all over Mexico.
Sure.
But particularly in this little town in the state of Guanajuato, Mexico. And I'm not even sure where that is, but I could look it up, but I just don't care that much. Except in February, I want to go there.
Oh, is that the place where the...
In celebration of the man who was known as the Robin Hood of Mexico. A man who robbed from the rich, gave from the poor. And essentially, keep in mind that there's a deeper... what's the word I'm looking for in English? A deeper connotation here. Mm-hmm. Because remember that the rich would be the people who were supported by the church.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would have the money, and so they would be, and so the church tended to lean more towards the rich than the common folk, right?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
So he was really in the tradition of the Goliards, he was really smacking it to the religious authorities as well as the rich, which is great. When he died, the city decided that they would continue to memorialize him. And so each February, which is now the month we are in, there is a festival held there, which I first heard about on an episode of Welcome to Earth, starring Will Smith, when he was studying sound and volcanoes and lava bombs. And they went to this little town in Mexico because the celebration that's held every February in San Juan de la Vega, the name of the little city there, is a celebration that heavily involves, well, loud sounds.
Okay.
It is called, and I am not making this up, the Festival of the Exploding Hammers.
Exploding Hammers.
Now, obviously, they say that in Spanish, which I do not speak, but it is a festival as a tribute to San Juanito, and it takes place every February.
Okay.
The locals there affix homemade explosives to the heads of hammers. And then they take the hammers out, and as is so beautifully displayed in this show, Welcome to Earth, they swing the hammers as hard as they can onto concrete, and they explode.
Kind of like what we used to do to caps when we were kids, right?
In many, many ways, but much bigger, which was the whole point of the show, because they were showing you that with a fast enough camera, you could slow the speed down and you could actually see the sound waves expanding out. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
The concussion wave, whatever it was. And
shockwave,
whatever you want to call it. And so they would show these people swinging these hammers as hard as they could on these long poles.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You don't want to be anywhere near that.
Well, hold that thought. hit the concrete, the things explode, and it knocks the people back on their butts. And everybody has a great time. And while I did not note this in the details that were shared with me, I'm willing to bet that significant spirits are involved with this. Because there ain't no way I'm swinging a hammer like that with explosives fit to the end of it without consuming significant quantities of tequila first. Because as it turns out, in this modern wussy world that we live in, there are people who are calling to end the tradition because it's, quote, dangerous.
Oh, please.
But for 300 years, the people of San Juan de la Vega have been swinging their hammers and smashing them against concrete and setting off loud explosions to celebrate the fact that San Juan, El Jardín, is that what they call him? Yeah, El Jardín, would rob rich people and give the money to the poor, like Robin Hood. What the connection is, I don't know. I can't find anybody where it says, okay, what he did was he snuck up behind people and hit them over the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
Or
he fixed explosives to it and scared the living daylight out of them.
Can't find anything like that. So I'm not sure. I would love to see, this is one of those things where if I had a time machine, yeah, I'd want to go see, okay, why are you doing this? I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm just curious.
Yeah. I just want to know the thought
process. Where do you go from? Okay. Our priest was robbing people and giving us money, and now we blow up hammers. Cause there's a connection there, I'm sure, but I don't know what it is.
WTF, man.
Yeah. So at any rate, this festival has continued for over 300 years. People are whining about it now. This is sad. They get hurt. We don't like that. In fact, Metro News had a thing about last year's festival, complaining because people are getting hurt and it's too loud. And they did have 43 injuries last year. So
out of how many people participated?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
I mean,
but 43 running of the bulls
is just as dangerous, right?
See, that's something I want to do too, which is weird because I can't run anymore because I have an anterior ankle impingement, so I can't run.
Well, we now know, Dave, though, if you had the proper motivation running in front of you.
It's true. I could.
And the proper motivation running behind you.
This is true. Could do it. But see, now I'm thinking, what if you combine the two together? What if you have exploding hammers, which is your last result? You gotta the bulls.
You gotta run up and grab a hammer.
I don't know, man. All I know is I watched this with great joy the first time it came across my screen. These people are hitting hammers on it, and the show doesn't talk about it at all. All they talk about is the sound wave, the shock wave, and how it makes a sound in your ears. They don't tell you why these lunatics are taking hammers. They don't even discuss it.
Couldn't they have found something else to discuss sound waves?
So you start looking at it and you're going, these wackadoodle Mexicans are banging hammers with TNT on them on the ground to celebrate a Goliard, which is great. I'm all for it. I just don't know why. No clue why they do this, but they're having fun. I can tell you that. And it's funny to watch the videos of it because the hammers will go off and people tumble back and they all stand up and cheer. And, you know, the guy that swung the hammer, he gets knocked down, of course, but then he gets up and everybody goes, yeah.
Oh, to be a hammer salesman in De La Vega.
San Juan de la Vega. The Festival of Exploding Hammers. Now, I don't have a WTF story this week, but man, I don't know that I could talk. And I've been waiting months for this, right? I watched this back like September of last year.
Okay.
And I think I told you then. Man, I can't wait for February.
I think so. I think you mentioned that.
And I didn't tell you why. He's like, why? I said, I can't tell you. No, we've gotten all the way here. And it all has to do with San Juan de la Vega and the hammer, the Festival of Exploding Hammers, which I don't have a huge bucket list. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that if I ever do go to Mexico, and I've been once in my life, twice in my life,
Yeah.
If I ever do go again, it will be in February, and I will go to San Juan de la Vega because this is something I don't want to miss.
That's so funny. I'm going to have to go watch it online now. I'm sure YouTube has some
videos. Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, they've got some of those. They've got some, you know what? We might as well look it up right now. Festival of, this is the beauty of living in the 21st century, right?
Yeah.
Festival of Exploding Hammers. There it is right there. And Exploding Fam. Here we go. Oh my God. So here, I'll share my screen with you so that you can watch it because, you know, why wouldn't you want to? Look at this. is this not the greatest thing you've ever seen?
Yeah, the video isn't so good on my end. It's very choppy. So I'll have to watch it.
Sorry. This guy's got his pants are on fire. This little kid. Boom. Sorry, folks. You can't see it, but trust me on this. You don't want to miss this. We'll put the link in. Yeah, we'll put the video in the webpage at whatthefrock.org. Because
yeah, that's so funny.
This is, I've been waiting for this one. Thank you, Will Smith, for your incredible documentary.
Yeah.
I'm angry that you didn't discuss this because you could have spent a lot. Because can you see Will Smith's character, in character, talking about this?
Yeah.
You guys are doing what? But, but at any rate, so don't miss it this month. All February we will be celebrating because I don't know what date it is.
Okay.
I can't find anywhere where it says the date. For all I know, this goes on all month long. So all right, February here on WTF, What the Frock will be the Festival of the Exploding Hammers.
Okay.
And each week we may have an explosion just to remember the banditos, the Mexican Robin Hood, the Goliard of the first class.
This is Bill Mick from Bill Mick Live on WMMP in Melbourne, Florida. Hope you're enjoying listening to my buddy Dave or my buddies Dave and Rod. Either way, always good to hear them, and you can join me as well. I'm on Eastern Time, 6 to 9 a.m. every day at BillMick.com. Hit the Listen Live link, and you can pick up the podcast there as well. Morning conversation about the Space Coast, Florida, and the country. We do it every day with Bill Mick Live on WMMP. Now get back to Dave or Dave and Rod.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the What the Frock episode that we'd go into the news and talk about the news stories, the WTF news stories that come across our way. And so this news story comes to us from Pittsburgh. Now, Dave, if you were really angry with somebody and you hated them and you wanted to let them know, what would you do?
I'd get a hammer, put some explosives on the end of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Kaboom.
Well, apparently this man in Pittsburgh is being tormented because someone is writing "I hate you" on a green bell pepper and throwing it down his chimney every night. And this guy is begging him to stop. He's like, "I don't know what I've done. I don't know what I've done. I'm a Christian. I haven't made any enemies."
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know. They've caught the guy in the act on a video. There's like a still image, but they don't know who it is because he's all in black. He's
the man in black.
So there you go. If you really hate somebody, write "I hate you" and throw a bell pepper down their chimney.
But dress in black.
Every night.
Now attach some explosives to it.
Which reminds me of a time that as a teenager, we were playing with firecrackers. You know, they're illegal, but we still had them anyway, because that's what you do as teenagers. You find them somehow and someone's going to Chinatown. And so I was at a friend's house. We were playing with them, and the dud firecrackers, we would try and break in half and try and get him to fizz out that way. And for some stupid reason, we threw the remnants in his fireplace and didn't think about it. So we're go off on our own business. We're goofing around and we come walking through the house and his mom is trying to start a fire in the fireplace. And as we're walking outside, I'm like, you know, didn't we throw the firecrackers in there? And the next thing you know, you hear this bam, followed by his mother yelling his name.
First summer,
I was like, I'm going home.
First summer I got out of the Navy, I worked as a personnel director for a summer camp. Mm-hmm. And the guy that oversaw the camp was brand new. He'd just come to where we were, which was in Virginia, from, I think it was South Carolina. I don't remember where his previous place would be. He was now the divisional youth secretary for the National Cap and Virginia Division. So he found out that Virginia didn't allow, you couldn't buy fireworks in Virginia. And he wasn't having this. So he drives overnight. He drives all the way to South Carolina, loads up his car with real fireworks, brings them back to the camp because we're going to have an old fashioned 4th of July. Right. But then he decides that the place that he wants to launch them with the lake isn't big enough. So he's going to get the tractor and dump more land, more dirt on this little small peninsula, maybe 5 or 6
feet
wide. To make this bigger so that you have a good launching platform, and proceeds to drive the tractor into the end of the lake.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. The fireworks were okay, but it's like, I don't know. Everywhere I go where they say they're illegal, then nobody pays any attention to that.
No.
Ukraine is about to be invaded. I don't know if you knew that or not. If you didn't know that, I don't know what you're not paying attention to, but in Kiev, you'll be happy to know that Alexander Kudlay and Victoria Pustovitova have ended their relationship.
Oh, that's so sad. I was rooting for them too.
The young couple from the eastern city of Kharkiv had decided on Valentine's Day of last year to break the cycle that they were going through of breaking up and then making up and then breaking up and then rehooking up, and they just got tired of that. So they hit on a unique solution to their little problem, which was that they love each other, but they can't stand each other.
Okay.
So they handcuffed themselves together and threw away the key. They spent 123 days handcuffed together, but have finally decided,
enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
There's a lot of problems with that because, you know, there's, you know, having to go to the bathroom. And
yeah. Yeah. I see.
That's a problem.
It's one of those things. Back in the 80s, Bloom County, the cartoon, Opus the Penguin had this whole series about relationships and things that happen in relationships and the like. And that's one of the things he talks about, the big casual. When you don't mind each other walking into the bathroom while you're in there. Mm-hmm. And see, that's one of the things that Cammy cannot deal with. She doesn't understand about the bathroom is private, period. You do not violate the space of the bathroom when the other person is in there for any reason, unless I had a heart attack or something. You don't come in here. And that means even it doesn't matter why I'm in there. It really doesn't. I don't want anybody coming in there, and I can't do that. But apparently these people for 123 days handcuffed together.
Oh yeah.
I'd have to kill myself after the first day. I really would.
How'd they work? Because they both, I mean,
I don't know. She said that, she said after this, that personal space is what she missed most. Although she also felt that her boyfriend, quote, did not pay her enough attention while they were chained together.
Oh my gosh.
We stayed together all day, she said. I did not receive any attention from Alexander because we were constantly together. He never told me, I miss you. Well, I would like to hear that.
I would think it's not, it would come across as not being too sincere, being chained together and say, you know what? I miss you.
We're not on the same wavelength, he said. We're totally different. He also said he did not regret resorting to desperate measures to save the relationship, adding that the cuffs, quote, helped him to understand that the two are not like-minded people, unquote. Took him 123 days to figure that out, though.
So how'd they, since they threw the key away?
Oh, they have a picture of some big dude with a
bolt cutter. Chain
bolt cutters cutting them off. So. And neither one of them look really happy about it. I mean, neither one of them look happy at all. So
No.
But there you go. It's the kind of thing that I scream all the time whenever anybody walks into me in a bathroom. I scream.
So did they coordinate which, you know, who's got the wiping hand that's free? I mean,
God. See, I knew you were going to go there.
I mean, that's, you got to know, right? Is these, yeah. It was one right-handed, the other one left-handed.
I hate you. I absolutely hate you. Makes me scream.
You're going to throw bell pepper down my chimney.
At least I'm wearing black and it's probably going to have an exploding hammer connected to it. Because then we'll all say, WTF? I'm Rabbi Dave.
I am Friar Rod.
And this is What the Frock.
It is.
We have a raucously good time of exploding hammers and making fun of things.
Yep.
In the traditional way of the Goliards.
It's good to be king or Goliards.
It's better to be the Goliard, I think. Kings tend to get their heads cut off.
They do.
I don't read any stories of Goliards being decapitated by them.
They have festivals in their honor. What are you talking about, man?
Right. Exploding hammer festivals.
Yeah.
I so want to go to Mexico right now. Like I travel anywhere. I'm one of those people that, you know, you're talking about the story of the last segment there. I'm one of those people that I don't use the bathroom anywhere but home, period.
Okay.
A hotel room if I'm in a hotel, but I have been known to leave work when I worked. I've been known to leave work to go home.
If I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Because I won't. No.
You should talk to somebody about that, Dave.
What?
You should talk to somebody about that, Dave.
About what am I going to say? What are they going to say to me? Oh, that's weird. Right? That's what they're going to say. Well, that's
why strange. Do you feel uncomfortable with the public restrooms, Dave?
I can tell you why. I have a reason.
Okay.
I went to basic training. believe me, I did. This is a quote by JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, naval officer of some note, who talks about, you know, until you've brushed your teeth sitting 2 feet from a guy taking a dump, you don't really know what the Navy's about. It's like open bay toilets, open bay barracks. Now I'm not. It was everything I could do to survive that. You talk about the mental challenges of basic training. You know, it's people trying to break down your mindset, people trying to break your body. No, it was going to the bathroom. That's the hardest part for me. It really was. I survived it, but now I don't have to do that no more.
Yeah. I don't like open stalls or anything like that.
God, no, I don't even like multiple stalls. Why can't we just have one? And if you got to, you know, have a line, I don't want to share this experience with anyone for any reason. Sorry, I just don't. And if that makes me weird, as a psychiatrist might think, well, number one, I don't think I'm really all that unusual, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think if people were truthful about it, if they were honest about it, I don't think anybody likes it. But number two, I would imagine there's a lot of us that feel that way and do the same thing. So God, I had to go one time in high school. I had to go. And that was a bad experience. Anyway, You didn't join us to hear about this. You joined us to hear about exploding hammers. And
just another reason that you don't like Disneyland, right?
Yes, amongst others.
It's the public. Well, I've been known to
those kind of places. Man, I go to the handicap spells.
Okay.
I go to the handicap rooms. Yeah, because I got a handicap card. So I can do that now. Because I have an anterior ankle impingement.
So have you been in bathrooms where they actually card you? You can't go in there.
I've not been in a bathroom where people card me, but I have come out of bathrooms and people say to me, "You're not handicapped. You're not disabled."
I'll use the handicap stalls on occasions, but it's like I've never had anyone come up and say, question me
about it. I have had people say that, "You're not disabled. Why are you in there?" And I whip out my card. Yes, I am. Just because you can't see my disability doesn't mean that I'm disabled. My anterior ankle impingement makes it difficult for me to move. That's not really why I'm disabled, for those of you who just joined the show, but it makes for a convenient excuse and it makes a convenient complaint. But no, I don't. No, I it goes back to basic training. And I've had, all right, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but when I first came to California in 1998, so right around 1999, the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Department was hiring. And they put out this thing, you know, please come apply. And so I went and applied. They said, please come take the test. So I went to this big place there off Arch Airport Road.
Okay.
Took a test. It was a ridiculously simple test. Multiple choice. As I recall, it was like 100 questions. Mm-hmm. Took about 20 minutes to do. You know, going through this thing, turn the thing in. And as it turns out, I scored the third highest of everybody that took the test. And there were like 500 or 600 people.
Huh.
Right. So they called me and they like, hey, we'd like to offer you a position. Go to the academy and blah, blah, blah. And I said, great. When do we start? So, well, you're single, so you have to live in the barracks. Now, keep in mind at the time I was 35.
Sure.
I had two cats. I had an apartment. I like, no, I was a first, you know, former first class petty officer. Like, no, I don't live in barracks. He goes, why not? I said, I did my time in the barracks. I'm, you know, I'm a Navy vet. He goes, well, but our policy is single people have to live in the barracks. I said, so you're telling me if I was married, if I went down to 9th Street, Modesto and found somebody to say, okay, I'm married to you for 6 weeks, I wouldn't have to stay in the barracks? It's like, yeah, if you were married, you wouldn't have to. But because I'm unmarried, you think I should have to stay in the barracks as a 35-year-old with a bunch of 18-year-old, 19-year-old kids. He's like, well, that's our policy. I said, well, my policy is I don't live in barracks.
Yeah.
I've done my time. And so if you want me, then you can make an exception. And you'll notice that I never became a San Joaquin County Sheriff because they weren't going to make an exception. So. Oh, well, that's how much I hate living in barracks.
Yeah. Okay.
I turned down a career in law enforcement because I didn't want to share a bathroom with kids.
Yeah. Well, you've led an interesting life apart from that. So I think it's worked out.
It's the line from Lethal Weapon. Finally got the bathroom myself, first time in 30 years, and somebody tries to kill me. With an exploding toilet, which is not the same thing as an exploding hammer, but
nope,
it's pretty damn close. Anyway, that's all I got today. You got anything else you want to throw on?
I got nothing else
other than congratulations. Yeah. Hope you get to go see your kids, your grandkids.
It'll be probably May or June.
Well, by then the festival exploding hammers will be over, so you won't have anything to keep you here.
That's true.
On that note, I'm Rabbi Dave.
And I am Friar Rod.
And this has been
What the Frock?